The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 362. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by the returning Emilio Lopez.
I am back from the New York group. Not in, but yes, back in action.
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
And Adam Vale.
Yo, how you doing?
All right, I think this is going to be the crew for the night, man. Wednesday, so, you know, a little bit. Actually, Chris was supposed to join us, but, you know, new father issues. He's always tired, you know. Carlos, what do you just put in the screen right now? Well, what is that?
Apparently, Discord has a new feature where you can put backgrounds.
That's what Adam just said. Yeah, but I'm like,
oh, look. So yeah, you can switch it up. Uh-oh. Okay, so not everybody can have an image.
Well, here's my image. But you'd be like the other guys. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
You know, so we could put up a you know, one for Chris or one for you know,
for Brett.
Yeah, for Brett.
Yeah, and Mr. Brian.
And Brian, you know, you just have like a picture of him.
Yeah, so there you go.
I was wondering, like, can you? It says background, so I'm thinking, like, during video, you could have something in the background, like a backdrop. So
I would, yeah, because it's just mall or black in space right now.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, building still not working. Fucking bullshit, man. Anyway, we are here the day before Thanksgiving. You know, if you are an American, to celebrate, happy Thanksgiving. You know.
Thanksgiving.
By the way, because, you know, every time we have these throwdowns before Thanksgiving, usually not a lot happens. We actually got some stuff to talk about. Nothing big. Yo, somebody is literally ringing my buzzer right now at 11.
Hear it.
You hear that shit?
I was checking my phone. I'm like, yo, shit.
These motherfuckers are crazy. You hear this shit, man.
Somebody's just trying to get in the building. That's all.
And the problem is I live in 1A, so, you know, the first one. You know?
Oh, wait. I got an Adam story.
Yeah, you know what? Tell the story. I'm going to go unplug this phone. This is fucking bullshit.
All right, this is funny. So this is related to this. So there was a certain friend of mine that I had in Brooklyn with that starts with a, his name was with an N. You know who that is.
Yeah, I do.
So this dude. So
many know that guy.
So I want to say his name because I think he heard one time and he got all pissy. So, anyway, so there's one time we went to some building. I forgot what it was, but we wanted to do something in this building. And I was like, one of those where you had to get a buzzer, you know, get buzzed in. And he just pressed all the buttons. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, somebody let us in. And then somebody was like, who is it? And I swear, this is what he said. Mommy, it's me. Help me, mommy. It's a strange man following mommy. And everybody just started buzzing him. And just everybody that did hear that.
Like, oh man.
He said it works every time. I'm like, oh my.
So he has like a... like a convincing, like, little boy voice or something?
But once he started saying, help, mommy. You know, people don't know. If they hear that, they're like, oh, man, I got to help this kid out. Somebody that lives in the building's getting followed and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I wonder, yeah. I mean, this is probably, you know, in more modern homes. But when I was in Korea, whenever someone buzzed in, like, you can see, like, a camera. So, like, if someone will buzz in, you see the person on the camera on the other side. You can talk to them.
Newer buildings have that. Our Aunt Marilyn that lived on 7 in Chelsea, actually where you're going to be at, the Chelsea area, her building was like that.
Don't blow up the spot.
When somebody buzzes, then on her end, her interface, she can then press to see the through the intercom system, and it'll tap in. It's a general camera that everybody can see from there, and then she can see who's in the lobby, and she would see us and stuff, so, and then she can buzz in. Instead of just like taking their word for it. But no, this was just an older building. Voice.
This is old days, old buildings.
Yeah. Just it's voice.
I just unplugged the phone. That's it. Because the intercom's through the phone. So I unplugged shit. You know?
You didn't pick it up and you didn't hear, mommy, help me, mommy.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear that. No, because I think it was the same dude from last night. Yo, let me in.
You Adam,
right now. I think I triggered a memory.
Yeah, you let me in.
The man's dead. Like, yeah, who's it? You'll let me in. You'll let me in.
Adam knows too well how that goes in New York, bro.
Friend tonight. Yeah. $10, man. $10.
You'll let me in.
Dominoes.
Oh, man. All right, no bread action officially. All right, so it is just the four. Just the four of us.
It's the Latin crowd. We go play it.
Oh, that's it. Whip out. Let's go.
Is that Latino
without hats? Got to play some two without hats.
You know. Oh, Bear's not feeling too well. You know. All right, that's it. All right, that's it. We just going to talk Spanish the rest of the fucking podcast. Now, only half of us understand, though.
Como estado.
Yo, by the way, I got a related story.
Oh.
We got, fuck it, it don't matter. This is when I was like a teenager and shit, right? Whenever my friend Mike would be over and the phone would ring and my sister would pick up, Mike would be like, who that? She would get so mad. And one time, because she always had Julos calling and shit, right? So yeah. One time, one guy's like, yo, who that?
Who that?
Yo, man, that shit hilarious. Happens. Back in the day when no one, like, not everyone had a cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah, every single time. Every time she picked up a phone. And she'd always, like, cup it and shit, you know? Yeah. Mike would be like, who that? He just yell, who that?
Who this?
Oh, yo, by the way, not only is this the Latino Heat show, but after next year is going to be the three New Yorkers and the adopted one.
Oh shit, let's go. Throw down from New York, baby, you know? You know, I had a name for us if it was only the Latinos, but I forgot it. Like, I was going to rename the podcast or something. This was an idea I had years ago when we kicked the other motherfuckers out, you know? but I forget the name, you know? You know? We can't be, no, it was something Hispanic, you know. It'll come to me. All right, ya tu sabe, you know.
We gotta get Danny Pena.
Yeah, we got to get him in here, you know. That's it. He'll do the whole podcast in Spanish.
It's a special edition.
We're gonna be the Wepa brothers tonight, you know.
All that, the Wepa brothers.
You know, just put us in Super Mario suits and shit, you know.
And we were Miles Morales is not invited.
Yeah, no, not him. You know?
Wish I had a Rico Suave wig, you know, and put that on with a bandana. Rico.
That should be Suave. Like Carlos's like avatar. Just have Rico Suave over there, just chilling.
Man, I gotta do it. I mean, they'll believe that I look like that.
Yeah, I know you probably will. You know, except for Rico, he thought you were a little brown guy. You know.
Yeah, you're a little brown guy.
Hey, like, no, Carlos is a big, tall, white dude.
But that's the thing. They go with the Mexican stereotype because that's what they think that a lot of Mexicans look like. That's not the case.
The thing is, Carlos still looks Mexican, though. But the thing is, I know this shit. You know, we would know. That guy is motherfucking Mexican.
He looked, when I saw pictures of him, I'm like, oh, look at this RG. Because you look very... What? You look Argentinian. This RG's. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, he looks very RG. So...
It's funny, my boy Gabe, I thought he was Argentinian, too. No, he's not. He's from Ecuador. Uh-oh. I'm like, what the fuck? You don't look Ecuadorian, brother. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, I've been calling him Argentinian for years. They never corrected me. It was just until one day, you know. I was like, you fucking South Americans, man.
Whoa. And he's like, Central, buddy.
You know? That's what you're right. That was too much for him, you know? Yeah, we're doing well, Piggy. Hey, well, let's give some shout-outs, man.
Oh, shout-out to Piggy Dan.
Oh, Piggy Dan with that money, man. Let's go.
By the way, thank
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Comic-Con, man. New anime Comic-Con or whatever it was called. Regale some stories.
I was going to say, also, thank you to Piggy Dan for showing up and a bunch of the other folks that showed up to my streams on my Twitch and YouTube.
Nice.
I call it ELO art? I can't remember what I called it. I called it something. Anyway, yeah, so I drew the Green Ranger thing for, you know, a print for that. If you sat along, it's a pretty long, you know, two streams, but I managed to do that. And yeah, Anime NYC was actually very good. New York Comic Con had a lot of people. Anime NYC had looked like normal New York Comic Con numbers.
Wow.
There was a lot of people going through there.
What causes that? Are they people into the shows, reading it? Like,
to be honest, like, since the last year, anime and manga has gotten, like, hitting a huge height. Currently, to date, all manga is all doing like way better than most Western comics. The biggest movie last year was the Demon Slayer movie that came out.
Oh yeah,
the
biggest butter show right now, Cowboy Bebop on Netflix.
Yeah. No, not that.
I don't know about that.
I think the one thing about just in general and with anime compared to comic book content or superhero content, it's a lot easier to get a hold of. You can easily find it anywhere. So I think that's part of the reason why the groups, you know, why it's sort of, you know, exploded. So yeah, I did very well at the show, and I got to meet a lot of folks who decided to drop by, got some new, you know, things. I picked up some fun, you know. Obviously, you know, you do a convention and you want to do, you know.
I hear that cat.
Yeah, he wants to talk too. What's up, cat? Anyway, he's probably going to start talking when I talk again. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, you do one of these shows, you always want to, you get a little bit in for yourself. So on the last day, there was apparently an Arc System Works booth. So I went and got some Arc System Works swag. So this right here is
nice.
A keychain of Eno's guitar. You know, the witch chick from Guilty Gear? She's got, they had a cool-looking keychain.
Oh, there's the cat.
Yep, there he is. It's up big. And then another one is this sword, which belongs to one of the new characters, Remlathal, or whatever her name is. So, yeah, it's pretty good. These things are crazy heavy. And then I got this cool t-shirt, which is Biken from the Guilty Gear games. So, yeah, little fun stuff there. But, yeah, ultimately, it was a great show. I got to stay with my uncle. We actually had a nice little, because he's not going to be around during Thanksgiving. So he had a.
He's going to Florida, Vegas.
I think they're going to Florida. So, but what they did is they did a little Thanksgiving at the house. So I had, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, nice little early Thanksgiving dinner made by my uncle.
Who's the chef? That's what he does. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He makes some good food.
Yeah, it was really good. He made this, you know, made turkey, he made an apple pie, all that stuff, all the fixing. Really great stuff.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Subgato is going on, brother.
Mr. Gato.
He says pandemic boosted anime and manga, especially with TikTok. It's that powerful. I mean, here's the thing. The other fact, let's just be real here. American comic books are just not that compelling. They're not really giving people what they want. Manga's giving motherfuckers what they want. It's as simple as that. And then think about the price, right? And man, I know you can back me up. You have a single issue of a comic book, right? Floppy comic book. That's like $4-$5. Meanwhile, for that same amount of money, you get a thick ass manga with a bunch of shit. Yep. You know?
Yeah. So you get way more content. There's a lot more things that are out. As far as I know, I don't think the manga industry stopped during the pandemic.
No, it kept going.
It kept going. So in other words,
it is.
So yeah, like, you know, in other words, you had like literally like most of the year without any sort of new comic books that we were working on, or not working on. We were still working on them, but they weren't coming out because the distribution company stopped. But you know, the other distribution companies didn't stop.
Yeah.
And the other problem is, you can go to any other store and pick up manga, except comics. You can't. You can find manga at a Target or a Barnes & Noble, which were considered, what do they call it? Something porn? Businesses. What?
Porn. Porn.
No. What are those type of businesses? Like the needed businesses or
niche
essential businesses. So places like Target, places like Barnes & Noble and a bunch of other places, you know, computer stores were considered, you know, essential businesses, so they could stay open during the pandemic. So it was easier to get manga than it was to get actual comic book.
Well, and also, do you want to know what the biggest reason for the change is? It's weeb culture.
Yeah, weeb culture is huge now, yeah.
When you get into anime, you're not only getting into anime, you're getting into manga, you're getting into the food, Japanese food, you're into the culture, into the language. So there's a lot of like different types of things that intrigue people about the culture.
Yeah. So at least for me, you know, I don't draw, when I do the shows, I don't usually draw too much anime stuff. Cause I mean, some of the anime stuff is a little bit too old for the that I really am into. It's a little too old for the generation that's there. But one thing I do draw is a lot of video game stuff. So I sort of have that sort of crossover. You know, some of the, you know, some of the video game stuff fits into the anime stuff. So I ended up doing pretty well. And it's so, yeah, so that's how it worked out. So it was a really great show. I think I did better than on this show than I did at New York Comic Con. So
wow. It's just crazy. That's awesome, though. You know,
yeah,
good stuff. Oh, Subgate is talking Japanese right now, Ben.
Oh,
speaking that new tongue.
What would you, would your kid call it, that funny talk?
Funny talk. They talk funny.
Man. All right, man. We've been talking this whole time. I didn't even set the chyrons or nothing.
Chyrons.
But no, that's good, man. But when you were telling me about that, I was like, I am not surprised anime NYC was bigger than New York Comic Con. Not surprised whatsoever. You know, look at the fucking sales. I mean, I don't know who does the, man, you know, who the people, you know, the official listing of sales. It's all manga. Like the comic books are like all the way down there, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm saying, and this is something I did not go off on Twitter tonight. Most comic books are fucking trash now, you know? And I know because I'm the idiot who keeps reading them. You know, I'm like, why am I reading this shit? This isn't good. This is not good. They canceled the Luke Cage comic before it even came out. You know, what does that tell you?
I feel like the thing about it is that I think a lot are trying to attract the younger audiences by trying to hit, you know, current events. But I feel like a lot of that is not working out. You know, again, like anything, you know, you always try, you know, just like any sort of industry, you always try to, you know, hit all the different, hit specific button, you know, to try to gain a new audience. I understand that. But at the same time, you know, I think you have to understand that there's also multiple types of audiences, and those specific anime fans are not looking in the direction of the comic industry, you know, and that's our audience. That's the comic books industry's audience. But I feel like we've moved so far away from the, you know, going toward the young and doing some more, you know, these sorts of stories. I feel like at this point, it's like it's already sort of lost. And I feel like the comic industry in general sort of underestimated the Japanese anime and manga. You know, a lot of times, you know, obviously, you know, years ago, they tried to hit that, you know, with some of those artists that were sort of drew and sort of cartoony anime styles. But if you saw it, never went that far. It sort of essentially wore itself out. So, you know, I mean, I don't understand. I don't know what they can do to sort of, you know, essentially try to reattract audiences. But I do think one thing to do is to try to make this stuff, make the content cheaper
and easier
to access. You know, we should, and again, I keep saying this. Why is comic books locked down to specialty stores that there are barely any? Yeah. You know, you're talking about 100-mile radius and there's only one or two comic stores? No, that's not right. They should have had these things, and they should have these things in places like Targets and Walmarts and, you know, Barnes & Nobles, whichever those things are open, in places that people go consistently. And they have to be a price to where a person doesn't have to question that how much money that they're spending on a book, which I say go right back to down. If it means you need to cut down on certain parts of printing, cut it all down.
That's what Alterna Comics does. They sell the things real cheap. They print them on like the old school paper,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and they still do digital coloring. They still do all that modern stuff, you know. Yeah, but it's just
drop the prices. We don't need to have all this sort of fancy shit. You could even just drop all the color, and then when you do your graphic novels, because they also industry is also trying to focus on those. You know, why not? You know, why not do that? Just in the graphic novel version, you get the color.
Yeah, exactly. Go. Or at the least the good paper, if you want to have color or comics,
good,
you know.
Or the good, yeah. Or, you know, like, yeah, you have the, like, you know, I noticed that one thing DC has been doing was that they had two different types of paper. Like the, I guess the direct edition ones get, or the nicer covers or whatever, they have a nicer paper stock inside. But then there's the general release version, which is sort of a cheap sort of newsprint. But the prices aren't any
different. The prices are the same, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, man. By the way, yeah, perfect segue, though, because the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is Spider-Man in the Avengers.
Spider-Man. He's the man with the plan.
He's the Spider-Man's. So, yeah, after like, what, almost a year after the game came out, Spider-Man DLC is here. And it looks pretty bad.
It's underwhelming because all it is just a character. He has no plot.
No story missions whatsoever.
No story missions or anything. He's just in the game. So there you go. There's your, and they couldn't have that shit done on day one.
Yeah, exactly.
It took us. It took us what? How many years to get this stupid Spider-Man DLC out? And they don't. They just put the character in the game. So why the fuck didn't they put it in the original when they first released the shit?
I remember this is an exclusive. So I'm like, what the hell did Sony pay for? You know?
Yeah. What did they? They paid to just have him pop up in the game. The exclusive of having him pop up in the game in no important factor, with the exception of some little. Yeah. They said there's some little cinematics here and there, but he doesn't have a DLC like on the equivalent of what Black Panther got.
Yeah. By the way, I'm reading this off of IGN. This is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. But you're talking about the Avengers game.
Yeah, the Avengers game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You threw me off. I'm like Miles Morales.
And no. We're not talking about
Miles Morales. No.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, okay. This from IGN. Rather than a short campaign with bespoke missions, Avengers Spider-Man with great power. I guess that's the name of the DLC. Story is told through audio logs and illustrated cutscenes that are unlocked by completing challenges that have been added to the regular Avengers Initiative multiplayer missions. Are you fucking kidding me? Yep, really?
That's it.
Wow.
He's just another character. No real setup. He's just like, hey, I'm Spider-Man. I'm here. That's it.
It says working through these challenges gradually unfolds a storyline in which Spider-Man uncovers AIM's new plan to upgrade their Synthroid army. That's stupid.
So it's
a waste of time.
Again, it's not a real campaign. It's just through audio logs. It's just through little bits here and there. So it's not really anything.
Well, get out of here with this bullshit. I've been busy as fuck with all this Black Friday coverage. I've been keeping up with this. So Avengers gameplay director Felipe Therrien said, "We want to spend our efforts on content that everyone can enjoy, so we chose to spend a lot of our energy on the claw raid that's coming at the end of at the same time." Really?
So, why didn't they throw this? If this Spider-Man junk is so minuscule, why the hell didn't they just have this thing ready in the beginning? And then did they talk about the lousy controls he's got?
No, they haven't. Tell us about the controls.
Oh, well, apparently, because the way the game is designed, the game is not designed for Spider-Man. So there's an invisible wall above the levels, so you can't go that high up.
Wow.
And he doesn't, his webs don't attach to any of the buildings. He just swings in the air because they didn't bother to essentially figure out a swinging mechanic. So he essentially works a lot like if he's flying, but he has, you know, flipping animation.
That's bad. Jesus.
I mean, so again, it's like they put him in there, but they put him in the most laziest way they could possibly put him in there. Again, how come they couldn't have this done at launch?
Yeah, this specific thing, if it's this cheap. You know?
If it was just this little bit of something that they threw in there, why the hell wasn't it just available? I feel like people have probably appreciated it more, even if it was because it was before any of the big old DLCs and things that were coming out.
Yeah. You know, I have to bring this up, right? When this was first announced, right, you had the PlayStation guys gloating. Yeah, we got Spider-Man. We got Spider-Man. What you got, Xbox? And then the Xbox guys were upset. They were like, hey, we want Spider-Man. That's not fair. Both sides must feel stupid right now. You know, one for gloating and one for wanting this trash. You know?
Yeah, so now it's like whatever. It's not even worth it. Was it even worth the wait?
No. The game isn't worth the wait. The actual core game is not worth it. You know,
to be honest, the game should have they should have never went down this route of doing this sort of looting whatever BS.
This game as a service BS
and tried to essentially make a real game, making essentially the Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Yeah,
but I feel like I don't think this was fully Crystal Dynamics' call. I feel like Square Enix says we need one of those service games. Can we make this Avengers game into one of those?
They probably thought they had a surefire hit. Like, service games are good or big. Avengers is big. Let's go. They probably thought that was literally all they thought, you know?
Yeah.
Remember that the Marvel one they tried that was on PC? I think came to consoles, too. It's trying to do that DC one. It tried to do that type of thing.
DC Universe?
It tried to do that. There was a Marvel version. And
I remember that there was a Marvel that? MMO. Yes.
And they tried the same shit.
Yeah,
and
it didn't work.
They should have said, what did they do? Well, they fucked up. Nobody wants to pay for this shit. They won't do that.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. But yeah, waste of time for everybody involved. Let's just be honest here.
I think it was called Marvel Heroes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but yeah, it was basically their version of DC Universe Online, which was very popular, you know. I believe the game is still around, too.
Is it? Because I know it's not on consoles anymore. At least they didn't port it.
They pulled it?
I haven't seen it. It used to be always on the front because, you know, the Marvel property.
No, I'm talking about the DC one.
Oh, the DC, I think that's still going.
DC's still around.
Yeah,
but DC,
that universe.
Marvel Heroes is.
They did bring it to Switch. I reviewed that version. Oh, man. You know, it was actually okay, but, you know, just rough. But yeah, there it is, man. Spider-Man. Hey, I hope we can just, like, put this game to bed. Like, just stop it. It's like, yeah, like two people just playing this shit, you know?
We don't have Brian here to tell us what the deal was. But yeah,
I'll do it right now, man. I'll be Brian. Give me a second.
I need you, if you can, just take a look if you also see anybody playing Rockstar Table Tennis. Because if not, that's going to be me. I'm going to start streaming. I'm going to be the one person.
We got 192 people playing Avengers right now.
All right. Well, they're probably doing the Spider-Man.
We're 192 viewers watching Avengers. Table Tennis even here?
Take a look. If not, that is going to be my thing. Because now Twitch is back on Xbox.
Yeah, it is. It's back. Yeah, no one is playing Rockstar
Table Tennis. That's what I'm doing this week. Yeah. I'm going to set it up, and we'll figure it out. Tweet that shit out, and you're going to see me Rockstar Table Tennis bringing the shit back.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's see. Let's move on here. What's next? All right. So we've had these rumblings of a Mass Effect movie for a while, right? And Henry Cavill was kind of attached at one point. But now it turns out that it's not going to be a movie. It's going to be a TV series. From Amazon. Amazon Studios is working on a Mass Effect TV series. So what do we think about that? Here's the thing. I've always said Mass Effect 2 is like a perfect season of, you know, sci-fi television. You have your overarching plot line, and then you have like mini stories in between, right? So it could work, right? But
no, they're not going to do that. They're going to make their own story.
Yeah, I know. But like I said, I'm just trying to set up here. It could work. I have no faith they're going to make it work. I think it's going to be bad. It's like 99% of television now, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's up with this Borderlands? That's already cooked. We're supposed to be getting that TV series.
Yeah. Moogle Nader X actually brings up a good point. Who do you pick? Female or male Shepard? You know?
They're not going to be Shepard.
It's going to be set within the world of Mass Effect.
Yeah, they're going to make up their own characters. And what you're going to have is you're going to have people like
Halo Lock situation.
Some characters that you may know show up, maybe, you know, Liara or, you know, any one of the other ones show up. But yeah, I don't think they're not going to do Shepard.
Yeah, I think you're right. They're going to have some cameos here and there or whatever. But yeah, that's probably
they better get Keith David to show up in
that'd
there.
Be awesome.
What's his name?
It was Anderson, right? I believe
Anderson. Yeah. Got to make him play Andy. He's got to show up and play Andy. Come on,
anybody back? I don't understand that.
I have no faith this is going to be good. I think it's going to be bad.
Or even the lady that plays the Justicar. She's a real woman too.
Didn't we just talk about one of the characters in like a TV series? We were like, oh yeah, that she's from that. From Mass Effect. We were just talking about her. She's in like a movie or a TV show or something.
Oh, yeah. Miranda, right?
There you go. Yeah.
She's in the Chris Pratt movie, the alien one on Amazon. Another Amazon show.
Yeah.
You know?
There we go.
Okay. Get Liara to show up.
considering the fact that Amazon just recently adapted another popular IP, the Wheel of Time series, and how they butchered that.
Oh.
Let's speak the Spanish. No bueno.
Well, I'm looking. I haven't seen it. So, to be fair, I haven't seen it. But as far as the critics and the user scores, at least in Metacritic, it's not looking good.
Uh oh. Here we go.
And And this is a highly anticipated show.
They've been hyping the fuck out of this for years, you know?
They spent like millions building some big set outside of Prague. And everybody had to move out there. It was a whole big to-do. So, shit, yeah. What do you do if it fails?
That's it. It's done, you know? Again, you know, kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the comics. These people are not giving, you know, these producers are not giving people what they want. That's the problem. Look at that trash Cowboy Bebop, you know? Like, why are we doing this?
Anybody here watched the Cowboy Bebop?
Nope, I've only seen those,
I've watched, I'm on episode 4, and it's good for what it is. If you don't, again, it's one of those things where if you don't think about the source material, if you were just coming in, it's like, what is this show? This looks kind of crazy. It's got this whole throwback vibe with 70 outfits, but it's got jazz and then fighting, the choreography is pretty good. It's entertaining. It's good to watch. I wouldn't want to compare it to the comic, because then if you do that, it's not the same. But they're really trying. Yeah. They're really trying. It's worth watching. It's definitely worth watching. But I wouldn't pick, if someone would say, all right, you could have the comic or the show, of course I'll pick the comic.
Well, the Cowboy Bebop show.
Not the comic, the cartoon, yeah.
The anime.
The anime. See, there you go.
Did you watch the anime, Adam?
Yeah, I have the anime. I have it. It was short. It was only one season with 20-something episodes.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was back when you just got one good season of anime. Now it's like 50 million fucking seasons, you know?
It was done, but it was cool. It's all right. I like the action. Definitely the production, man. Netflix went all out. They paid money for this. The set designs. It's not all green screens. This looks nice.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Well, I'm glad you like it, because I'm staying the fuck away. I know I'm gonna hate it, so I'm not bothering. You know, but yeah, Mass Effect. You know, we'll see. But I don't really have.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust any of it.
I feel like whenever they make these things, they don't get anybody who knows the original intent of it. They just get some dope who said, you know, who has a passing knowledge of the title to write and do these things. So I am not interested in it. To be honest,
same here.
The only way it would work, at least on my end, I know that they can't get the original, the doctors. They can't get them back. They're done. But if they can get some well-established sci-fi authors,
it'll go the same direction as that lousy Resident Evil movie that just recently came out.
Oh man. Yeah,
Adam was garbage.
Yeah, the doctors, they weren't the ones that wrote it. It was this guy, I can't pronounce his last name, Drew Karpyshyn.
Oh, so they didn't write it?
They produced it, obviously, but the main dude who wrote those stories, at least the first two games, was this guy, Drew. He also wrote the Mass Effect novels, which were very good, you know?
Okay, all right.
If so they could get him, maybe, yeah, but...
Get him, or what about some other established sci-fi author? Like, that's the key. You want established people in it. You don't want some Hollywood type that's going to put the Hollywood spin on it and fuck it up.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I don't know.
But Andromeda already fucked it up, so... It already put the bad stink, right? And you see, sometimes proof is in the pudding. I'm nervous. We haven't seen numbers, but I'm nervous about the Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy sales. Like we talked about off air.
It's already on sale.
It's a steep discount, too. It's one thing to go on sale. They all do during this. But, man, this is under $40. Some of them.
And I honestly think the stink of Avengers
got
on that game, you know, because every single person I've talked to that played the game was like, holy shit, this is good. Like they were surprised because everybody just assumes it's going to be trash like Avengers, you know. So the stink of that game may be ruining Guardians of the Galaxy, you know. Yeah, Drew, I can't pronounce the dude's name, Karpyshyn. I can never pronounce that name, but that, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, that's the dude right there. He also wrote a lot of Star Wars, but yeah, that guy is fucking good, you know.
By the way, real quick, speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, guess who just bought it like literally 5 minutes ago?
You?
Yeah. It's fun.
Guadalupe.
Good. Mm-hmm. I gotta find the rest of that song.
Yeah, by the way, in case you guys didn't notice, you got the Hispanic crew tonight, boy. You know?
Oh.
The Wepa Brothers.
You know? Oh, shit, yeah. Mooglinator X on the chat, he said he got it for $25.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why I'm worried. It's either one, that it did sell and they don't give a shit, or two, they just trying to get it into as many hands as possible because it did not perform. And I think it's the latter right now because we haven't seen numbers.
I haven't seen numbers. You know, but you're right. But then again, this is Square Enix. They don't like the way any of these games sell. You know, yeah. Fucking Tomb Raider sells $5 million. We're disappointed, bruh. You know, they're crazy.
How much did it cost? That's one thing I always hear about that. But how much did it cost to make?
They don't tell you that Tomb shit.
They don't say it. So then, because if it costs like $6 million or some, or even $4 million, it's like, oh, we made $1 million profit. Then yeah, I guess that's why they're pissy about it.
Yeah. All right, man. By the way, I'm speaking about BioWare. So the Dragon Age senior creative director has quit BioWare.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Another one, man. Another one left, you know? Man.
So is anybody who created the original Dragon Age around?
I don't know, man. Like,
because that's who gives a shit about that, the fact that BioWare is actually making
Mike Laidlaw left. He was the guy who was there since the beginning with Dragon Age, you know?
Yes. Hey, so you're telling
me? Hey, it's called Dragon's Age.
What's with the accent?
Yeah,
Brett's got a British accent now.
Yeah, really. Kind of with a British trying on it. I fucked up. God damn it.
Oh, you're Brett, are you?
Oh, yeah, Brett, are you?
I'm waiting for the day.
It's St. Swithin's Day, it is.
I'll take offense to that.
So it's already locked. Carlos,
I'll take offense to that.
So I'm reading this shit.
He got a 3080, I think he said, right?
Oh, yeah, he finally did.
That's right? Why he's not here.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's hugging that shit. You know,
he's like
his girlfriend's like, Brian, give me something. No, I'm with my real love right now. You know,
he's like the precious.
So yo, this game had two creative directors leave, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
What does that tell you, man?
What I'm saying, you know, like the creative directors left the Mass Effect Andromeda. You know,
yeah.
Last time that, you know, so if they, if, you know, I'm just saying this whole whatever they're doing over there is not conducive to the creation of good titles anymore.
Damn, yeah, I'm reading that. This is crazy.
Whoa.
Okay, this is from Game Rant. So just this paragraph alone is crazy. Laidlaw and Goldman aren't the only veteran staff to have left Dragon Age 4 and BioWare. A number of staff also departed the company, along with Laidlaw, supposedly in response to the cancellation and subsequent rebooting of the Dragon Age Joplin project. I don't know what that is. Then in December 2020, executive producer Mark Darrow suddenly resigned as well, along with general manager Casey Hudson.
They're all gone, man. Dipped. All the people that made all the games, yep. All the games that you enjoyed are pretty much gone. And what are we left with? A bunch of, you know, again, I'm not going to throw a judgment on this, but that doesn't sound good.
No, and think about it. This is also applies to Mass Effect. That's a lot of Mass Effect guys that left. So yeah. I'm talking about the games. So it's like, we got this new Mass Effect game coming. Do you really have any faith in that? All the original guys are gone, you know?
Yeah, well, that's all the people that made the game that you enjoyed have all walked. What does that tell you?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, when people, because I kind of felt this way when, because a lot of people that I know were super hyped when they saw the Fable announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of E3s ago, or
those motherfuckers are gone, you know?
Everyone, there's no semblance of the people who freaking made the game that was great. So, yeah. Like, how can I get hyped just because it has the name of something that I used to enjoy when Peter Molyneux isn't in it? None of the Lionhead doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
At least it's not to the iteration that Microsoft had it. It's hard to like even get hyped for these games, because you know Dragon's Age was an IP that, you know, a lot of us have enjoyed for years, like almost like two decades now. But when you get rid of the people who made it great, it's hard to be positive or be optimistic about a project, especially for a studio that has the track record that BioWare has the last couple of years. It's hard, man.
Kishek asks, are they using Frostbite for Mass Effect 4? I hope they not.
I think they said they were using Unreal for this one.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, Mass Effect 5, I guess it would be, you know, kind of Andromeda as 4.
They didn't use it for the Respawn. You
use Unreal 5 for that shit.
Yeah, they used Unreal for that Star Wars game they did, the single player one.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. We'll see, bro.
We'll see.
Wait, BioWare made a...
No, EA did. EA did. Not BioWare.
Yeah, they did a Respawn, yeah.
Fallen Order or Fallen Jedi.
Yeah, by the way,
they wanted them to use that Frostbite shit, and they said no. They said, we're not using that for this game. We got to use Unreal, or we're not going to make it. like, all right, fine, fine. Because, you know, the whole thing is they're trying to keep all the money. They don't want to have to pay anyone. That Frostbite is in-house. But the thing is, you can't.
It doesn't work with every game. Yeah.
It's not conducive to making other types of titles. So, you know, obviously, BioWare said that they were having issues with Frostbite, trying to implement, even just getting that last Dragon Age game to run on it. And obviously, we've seen what Mass Effect Andromeda looks on that thing. So, you know, why not go with a simpler engine?
Yeah. By the way, you know, since we brought up EA, we also have to bring up this thing we always have to bring up. If BioWare doesn't deliver these two games, EA is going to be like, cut the cord, man. We're done, you know?
Yep. They're going to be like, nah, we don't need them anymore.
Yeah, because they're just like, you know, they're dragging this dead horse, basically, you know? That's a damn shame, man.
Again, that seems to be the law of EA. They friggin' squeeze all the you know, they had something good, and then they squeeze all the life out of it until all the people that made these things great are gone, and then whatever was left is just either they're left to make whatever games are gonna be there, and then just fall apart. So okay,
Visceral.
Yeah, Visceral. The guy that, you know, they made, you know, was it you know, the God of War clone, which did very well.
Don't forget Dead Space, you know.
Dead Space. And even to the point where the guy who originally made Dead Space is going out and making his own new game.
Yeah, yeah. He's got his own one. The rest of the team bumped on other projects.
I'm laughing because what Kishak said, he goes, EA's going to be like Andy from Toy Story and drop BioWare for Buzz Lightyear. You know?
That's a good meme.
Yeah, yeah. Dead Space remake better not be ass cheeks. Listen, bro.
Well, we'll see.
James the Awake. We'll see about that. You know? All right, man. Hope somebody saw this fucking video, because I didn't. The Mark Cerny PS5 breakdown. Did anybody see this shit?
There's another one? What did he do?
Yeah, a new one that came out. And apparently it's really good. Came out this week.
I mean, I haven't seen, you know, I've been in, you know, con mode, so maybe we could turn it on or something.
Carlos, give us a breakdown, man, because I didn't have time to watch it.
Yeah, it's it's from a Wired interview. I don't know if we'd get copyrighted if we.
Yeah, show it. I wouldn't want to show that, to be honest.
Okay. It's essentially Mark Cerny going through a lot of the decisions that were made when deciding on a lot of the PS5 features and what it took. I guess the biggest thing about the making of the PlayStation 5 is the communication between the PS5 hardware and the developers, and how a lot of them were clamoring about, you know, the SSD. So there was a lot of SSD talk. He didn't talk about ears.
Yeah, he didn't talk about ears.
At least from what I saw.
Your ears are like ears.
He's like, I had an idea about ears. I don't know.
Take
a mold of your ear. And you could hear better.
I could not. He said, take a mold and mail it. Take a mold. Remember, mail it to us and we'll make
it. Mail it to my house directly.
Yeah. So he was just essentially going over the decisions that were made to, you know, oh, we need the PS5. And, you know, even though PS5 games have higher resolution textures and all this extra information for the textures as compared to the PS4, the games are still going to be smaller because... they can have better compression because they have that decompression thing. It was pretty interesting. Like, if anyone wants sort of a little bit less to, you know, we had the initial conversation with Cerny. Remember the one where he had the
PowerPoint presentation?
The PowerPoint presentation with a cardboard cutout people.
Yeah, MST3000 shit. You know. Biggie Dan says that Mark Cerny sounds like Willy Wonka and Michael Jackson.
Oh, shit.
It's a funny story.
It's a funny story.
Oh, I'm just expecting me.
Yeah, right. Oh, no. Keep the children away, bro.
By the way, his hair is blonde now. It used to be brown.
I dyed my hair. Yeah, maybe he did.
maybe. You never know. New generation, new hair. Yeah, so it's like he was talking about how their decompression sort of hardware is going to help, you know, games be set smaller downloads. So, like, the games are going to be smaller, even though you have bigger textures and bigger levels and stuff like that. So that's pretty interesting. And also, it's just the compressions, you know. And yeah, it's like, it just goes on a more high level view of what the PlayStation 5 is and all the decisions that went to make to get all the components. He didn't talk about the plastic covers on the sides. You know, would have been interesting if you say, hey, we decided to do this and fuck display. Yeah.
You saw that third party company, they got sued up the wazoo over that.
Oh no, it's not displayed. It's what's that company called?
I don't remember. They said they're coming back. They're making
D-Brand.
Some other
ones. D-Brand.
Yeah.
Word, the golden ticket controller, because he's like Willy Wonka.
Probably, right? You just turn on your PlayStation and if you see an ear logo, then you're like, I won! Yeah.
Just stick your ear into the console and it will take a mold.
It's interesting, I've never seen this ever be done, like with us, like it's like wired and like they do like those types of like celebrity interviews and stuff like that. That's the only reason I know wired, because sometimes I see like random ass celebrities do interviews, but I never expected to see Cerny do it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like
they've been around a long time.
I feel like in general, this feels like a weird sort of relaunch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like why a year later are we talking about the tech of the PlayStation 5?
Because it's that's the 1 year anniversary, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a sort of relaunch almost to sort of get it out in the zeitgeist again. Oh hey, yeah. You know. Maybe we need to ask Ernie why the fuck we can't get any more of these consoles. Oh yeah, that's right. We won't talk about that.
Well, you know why? Because the chip shortage,
I know,
man.
I know, but they will never openly say that.
No, they've said it. Every company has said it. You know.
That, anyway.
Yeah, they physically can't get you any more consoles.
Yeah. So, whatever. You know, 2 years later, maybe they'll actually be able to get their shit.
Is this shit supposed to last, Carlos? They didn't say 2023. Like, this shit's gonna last a while.
Shortage, yeah, yeah, at the very least, probably.
It's gonna be long.
Mm-hmm.
So this is gonna be the longest generation, guys. Prepare yourself, over 10 years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guarantee. Yo, by the way, you know how like we're shooting rockets to like asteroids right now, just to test them. Maybe those rockets are actually gonna actually land on there and bring back some shit. Like, oh, no more chip shortage. We got plenty of rare earth materials now, baby. You know?
Oh, great. Hey, look at that. We got a bunch of gold. We just devalued gold.
Yeah, you know. We get that platinum, man. All mm-hmm. right. I still need to watch that video, though. All right. Talk about Mr. Kojima's.
Oh, Ojima.
Now, this is the official thing, because they said they were going to do this. So the news isn't that they announced it, it's that it's happening, right? Kojima mm-hmm. Productions launches new TV, film, and music division. So yeah, I believe we talked about this before. He said, you know, we're probably going to do this. Now it's actually happening. So the new art department is based in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's essentially an open production studio. So that he's going to try to be able to do other things. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, to be honest, it's like the only problem with having the company called Kojima Productions is that what is he, you know, is he going to, how is this going to work? Because if you had an open name, you know, opening that didn't have a specific thing, you know, how is this a space that only that allows only Kojima to essentially play with his pet projects?
I think it's just his name and that's it, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because like what it like, okay, so he's going to try to make music or do other things. We'll see.
Put Norman Reedus in a bunch of movies.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe do other funky things. Like he really wants to sort of get out of gaming in a way.
I think he's just doing it so he could meet Martin Scorsese. I think that's all it is.
I mean, he already met Martin Scorsese.
Okay, so he's done. He's achieved his life goal, you know?
No, you guys think
Kojima will win an Oscar in his lifetime? Imagine that. Maybe that's what he wants, right?
No, I don't think that would ever happen with him, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe that's what he wants.
I mean, you can definitely tell that he's just sort of a... He likes to schmooze and hobnob with all the, you know, with all the famous people. Yeah. You know, he likes all that sort of stuff.
I don't know. I've never heard this term hobnob before, but it doesn't sound pretty.
Have you never heard that? That's like
I've never heard that before.
Okay, now you know. It's pretty much an ass kisser.
It's pretty much like, you know, like, oh yes, I'm better. I'm going to hobnob with the rich. You know.
Yeah.
I do tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, like kind of like that. Like you just don't like. He seems to be, you know, into that whole, oh, looks like we are losing Adam.
Oh, damn it! I didn't want to jinx it. I was gonna say, yo, Adam's yeah. doing good.
Yeah, no, you fucked it up.
I was thinking about it.
You thought about it and fucked it up, you know?
Man,
but yeah, when it comes to Kojima, I mean, I wish him all the luck on it. But I mean,
yo, Carlos, we know a certain gaming journalist that used to try to hop now with a lot of people. You know who I'm talking about? Oh, we're not gonna say that on air.
here's the thing: the difference between him and Kojima is the fact Kojima is somebody, whereas somebody that specific person is a nobody who just wants to kiss ass so that he can get himself further.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about all this? The crazy thing about this is there's a lot of people that fit this profile, but I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. There's one in particular. You know that rises over the rest.
Yes. Oh.
But yeah, man. Like
the Hobnobbler, we call him.
Hobnobbler.
See the big difference between him and Kojima or anyone like that is because Kojima actually built something on his own as opposed to this guy who doesn't have a pot to piss in.
You know. Yeah. By the way,
talentless hack.
Yeah. chill out.
Mob Hits. Shout out to Mob Hits. Mob
Hits, what's going on, brother?
He says, do you guys think that Kojima will win an Oscar in his lifetime?
Nah. We already answered that, nah.
Nah, he's not going to win that. I think in general, you know, again, it allows him having a presence in the Hollywood LA environment also allows him to communicate easier with the people that he wants to use for his content, so they can set all that sort of stuff up. But now, who's the bigger question is Kojima Productions LA. Who's going to be in charge of that specific studio? Does he have a listing or people that he wants to get in there? You know, what is that? Mm-hmm. What is that all about?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. By the way, Subgator was. By the way, Subgator, you know who I'm talking about, man. He was on the War Zone. You know? Oh man.
Yo, Subgator, when are we going to Japan, man?
Yeah, right. That's crazy. What's up?
Yeah, I've just like been thinking. It's like, man, what's taking Kojima so long? It seems like this has been like a passion project for him his whole life, and he's had the I guess the clout to do something like this for a while now. So it's just curious that he's barely.
Did it really take long though? If you think about it, like he joined with Sony in like 2016, and it's 5 years later. Throw the Rona into the mix. So I think he's moving along pretty fast. Actually,
I mean he managed. You know? He was more like 2015 because he was gone the year. Metal Gear came out, and then maybe a few months later, he's been announced as he's opening the Kojima Productions thing. Then 2016, he did the first Death Stranding. 17,
Reannounced it.
Yeah, and then it came out in 2019, so it was only like a three-year development.
Yeah, so I think he's actually moving on pretty
fast.
He's
done pretty well, yeah. You know.
Yeah, no, you're right. This is what Kojima wants to do. He wants to be among the Hollywood elite. You know?
Yeah, he wants to be among the Hollywood elite, and I think having a studio over there in LA sort of helps that because essentially it's the center of the Hollywood system.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Do you guys? Now I have a question. Do you guys think? Let's say there are no Metal Gear Solid games. Mm-hmm. They don't exist, or Metal Gear. Do you think if the story of Metal Gear was ever put into film before it did video games, and let's say Kojima did it, do you guys think the story would hold up for a movie or a TV series? Oh
yeah,
especially
the first game. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I think it would, but I think the weirdness of it may
that
not,
would have to just be jettisoned.
That would have to be jettisoned. Like in other words, it would have to be a sort of you know, take the essentially the surface plot of the game and then not get too far into the weird spot, which they say that Jordan Bolt Roberts guy wants to sort of do. Which I feel like it's not going to work for general audiences.
Yeah,
you give it a little bit, but not too much. In other words, it's like enjoying the. It's like it's like taking the original Matrix, right? The original Matrix, the bigger overarching story is very, very simple. Then you start getting into the Matrix 2, and then they're starting to try to get a little bit, you know, weirder with it. And then that's when it started to lose people.
Yeah, that new Matrix looks terrible.
I am not bothering with that thing.
I mean, I'll probably watch it because on HBO it's free, but it's like, yeah, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look. It doesn't.
And
it
plus,
doesn't,
I get to rant about it on the podcast, right, Carlos?
It doesn't. That movie does not interest me at all.
No, it looks bad. It looks terrible.
I mean, maybe I'll go see Ghostbusters 4.
Yeah, I've heard
Adam liked
things
it.
About that one.
Things in it.
Adam, Brett liked it too. Yeah. But I don't care. I'm not watching it.
It's a feel good. It's a feel good tearjerker. The Ghostbusters one.
Yeah. All right, let's settle down, Adam.
Yeah,
I'm crying, man.
You jerking, man.
Whoa!
You jerking. All right, man. Let's get to some fun stuff. Carlos, Adam, get ready, man. Let's show us those Xbox stats, man.
What is this?
So this is fun. So yeah, this week they released I think it's called Xbox Museum, where you can log in and check out your not only could you check out the general history of Xbox, you know, since the beginning, but also see your personal history with Xbox. You know, even though some things are a little inaccurate here or there, but yeah. So Carlos was showing off him and Adam in the private chat. They were showing off each other's stats and shit.
Oh, so it's that thing that looks like PlayStation Home.
Yeah, fuck home. Shit, it's dumbass. Subgate, I don't remember that shit, man.
It's too bad we can't run it live on the show. It'd be nice to be able to see it.
Well, I don't think we can. Well, Carlos,
Let me see if I can do something.
I didn't even bother with it because my first Xbox was 2015. Oh, look at expand. Can you expand it, or at least slide it over to the right a little bit?
Oh, look at that!
All right, there we go.
How does that look?
Yeah, that looks good. That looks good.
I clicked on it. Show up. Why?
So it's got like a, because this thing is weird, man. Because I don't even know where how this works.
You have to follow the track. Like that's what I did. I just followed the track. If you look down, there's a track, and then you just follow.
Carlos, look all the way at the bottom on the bottom center. Yeah, drag that all the way to the end. I guess kind of interesting how that works.
Shit froze.
Uh oh.
It's a pain in the ass. I was trying it on my phone too. Pain in the ass, but that's why I took the screenshots.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the best way of doing it.
This thing looks different than what the images online keep showing.
The phone version is different, and then when you zoom in, Xbox, you see Sirius. It differently.
Oh, okay.
So
that's the thing that looks like the PlayStation Home.
But I guess you guys. Oh, here we go. I think it's back. Unfroze.
Right. Oh, I think there was one that had the little place where. And Adam, you know what you can walk around into
It was like your circle. It was my.
There it is, right there. Carlos, log into your account. Yeah. It says right there.
Yeah, it's your.
It's right. It's right next to the. Yeah, there you go.
Your history. Well,
don't make sure nobody sees your shit though.
Here we go.
This is what you want to see, right?
So this is the initial part. Yeah. So it says your gamer score. So it's like 22,000. My most played game, Halo 2. Not Halo surprising.
2. Mm-hmm.
Total titles played, 148. Achievements. I don't know what the hell the difference between achievements and games.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. So I guess there's a difference.
Yeah, it's how many achievables you actually unlocked. The game scores, the numbers that you accumulated from those achievables.
You're right. So yeah, 1189. My top genre is sports. So Adam,
mine's a shooter.
Yeah,
Adam's
is a shooter. Mine's sports. And it shows all the consoles I've played in. So it says original Xbox, the OG, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and Sirius X. And we can go to what is a personal museum, and I can walk as a little thing.
That's the one
that I was doing.
Put it up, Chris. That's what I was born to do. Let's see how many people know that fucking song.
Oh, look at that. It's like PlayStation Home.
It kind of is like PlayStation Home. Yo, where Hip Hop Gamer at?
Yeah, right.
Yo, man, you need the belt.
Yo, man, I got 202 rare achievements. Excuse me.
Oh wait. Did Microsoft just create the trophy museum?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, what up, Sony? What up with that?
Yo, man, my first console played the original Xbox X, or the original Xbox.
Oh, look at that!
One of the first games.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing how much data they're keeping. By the way.
My first sign on to Xbox Live was December 8th, 2004.
Wow.
2004. That's 17 years ago? 17 years ago was when I signed it. Yo, man, I'm OG.
Look at that.
There's something. There are errors in this, though. Like, for example, it says the first time I signed into the 360 was 10/25/2005. It kind of sounds right, but the Xbox One says August 2018. The Xbox One came out in 2013. So this is wrong. I got it day one, so they fucked up.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it says first game per console, Halo 2, Call of Duty Ghosts, Ori and the Will of the Wisp. Excuse me? So yeah, it's a cool little museum. Oh, the Rock. What the hell is the Rock doing there? Oh, when they announced the Xbox. Yeah. Bill Gates, yeah.
Danny Pena's in the background somewhere.
Yeah, he's probably in there too. Yo, man, does this thing have ray tracing on the floor there?
Okay.
Let me see.
It looks like it's got ray tracing.
Not the little guy though. Oh no, actually, it looks like it kind of does, maybe.
Or is it screen space ray of reflections? Looks like ray traced ones.
Way twist. The metaverse. Oh God, no.
Oh no.
This is the metaverse.
For those curious with my top five games played in Halo in Xbox history, my top five games are Halo 2, Halo 3, not surprised, Madden 11, NBA 2K10, and NBA 2K9.
Nice.
So I'm as much as a dude bro as Adam was.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what this is. What the hell is this? Go to the map.
It's going to take you to PlayStation. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, back to this. All right. All right, Adam, what about you, man? You got yours?
There. It's all
running.
I'm trying to see.
Oh, shit. It's all fucking up right now.
You see? That's what this shit is. It's...
Why don't you just say it, I guess? Read it off your phone, you know?
All right, let's see here. My total votes is 106,465.
Damn.
It says my most played game is FIFA Soccer 11. I think that's because the Ultimate Team counts all the time that I spent. This is my top genre shooter. My total chivos is 3,077.
How many three? You cut off 3,000 what?
977.
All right.
Title played 645. So definitely played a lot. Get to the other one. I have a shot of that one. Which is my first. See, now here's the thing. It's tricky. So it says, my experience with the whole login in Xbox console is 5/26/2000. But you know that was because I had.
Damn, man, you're breaking up hardcore, bro.
I can't do anything. Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, no. The reason I just had to cut you off is just like, you know, can't really hear anything.
Should I try changing the region again?
May as well, you know, because Adam's saying some good stuff right now, you know.
Change it now.
All right, Adam, say something.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
You're good. Testing. Repeat like the last 2 minutes of what you said.
Oh man! All right. Did you get all the stats?
Repeat everything. Just repeat everything.
Bring it up. Okay. So my total chivos is 106,465. My most played game is FIFA Soccer 11. My top genre is shooter. All the chivos that I have is 3,977. Games played 645. What I was bringing up before is that I've had the Xbox since the original, but the thing is that I modded my original. Once I got it, I knew I was going to get it because of the hard drive and the network connection, and there was already people working on a mod, so that's what I did. And remember, Xbox Live didn't launch when the original Xbox launched, so by the time Xbox Live came out, my shit was already modded up and I was on XB Connect. So I was already using it, but according to this, the first time I did sign into Xbox Live proper was 5/26/2006.
Oh shit!
And that's
you were late bloomer.
No, but to them I was. I was on the back door. I was in the after party.
Whoa!
And then Xbox One, of course, 11/22/2013, because that was the day one once that arrived. And I did not get a Series X yet. And still, it's got the little dot, dot, dots. It's like, what's up? It's like, not my fault. Talk to your people. All right. Let me see here. Sports. Let me see. My top five most played games. I'm still amazed by this. But yeah, it's crazy. The first one is EA Sports FIFA 13. Then underneath that, it's FIFA 12. Then FIFA 11. And then, of course, shooters. You got Gears of War 2 and Gears of War. Those are my top five, which is funny because I spent so much time playing with Gears that I would have thought it would have been above FIFA, but it's not. And then also my Rockstar Table Tennis. I used to live on that. And even after this, when this came out, that really pissed me off to the point that I booted up my Xbox and I just started jumping on Table Tennis. And I'm not joking. I'm going to start live streaming that. If no one else is doing it, I will be the only fucking person.
Only but person on Twitch.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. You know, whether good or bad, I probably won't even talk. Just if you want to watch me play some Rockstar Table Tennis in tournament mode, that's it. That's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to be watching.
Hey, you may be starting something, man. You know?
Hey, bring it back because I love that game. That game was awesome. And it's a shame that they've just never done anything with it. That even when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, I was like, oh, for sure, this is going to be one of the side mini games, right? No brainer. They made it. It's going to be there. No. We got tennis, proper version of tennis. And remember, in this guy's mansion in the back. But we didn't have any ping pong. There's no table tennis set anywhere. So I love that game. But those are my games. And Gears, man, that's the other thing. Once I saw that, I just thinking about my buddies and the time that I spent. I lived on that. I lived on Gears. Those are the two right there. It called me out on it. It was playing FIFA and playing Gears. That was my thing. Those are the games I play. Call of Duty also, I would fly through those. But definitely if I was playing multiplayer, jump in with Gears, do that. That was fun. And that's it. It just brings me back to good times.
Xbox for life, man.
Yeah, so people looking me up, it's Citizen. It's CITIZ3N. That's my gamer tag on Citizen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if Chris was here, he'd have some stuff too. Brett as well, you know. I like I said, I started in like late 2015, so I got like shit, you know. I remember these fucking guys on Twitter try to call me out saying I'm not a gamer. It's like, look at his gamer tag. Look at his gamer score. It's fucking weak. Then some other guy jumped out. Yo, look how many platinums he has, though. That shut all that down, you know. I shut that down real quick, you know. Dudes always have to talk shit, man. All right, I think that's it. But actually, but one more thing. What games have we been playing lately? I'm just doing this so I can tell everybody I finally finished Tales of Arise, man. Fuck. Takes me a long time. Manny, I'm like you now. It takes me forever, you know, finish games, you know? Mm-hmm. I only play like Saturday I could get open if I'm not busy, but during the week, maybe 2 hours at most, you know? I don't know how dudes who work full time do this shit, man. By the time I go home, I'm like, I don't even want to play any fucking game. I'm tired. You know,
you got to stretch it. That's the thing. It's finding a balance of time and stretching it.
Yeah,
so you can't marathon it. Those days are over.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I have to review a game, it's going to be interesting, you know. But I'll figure something out. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like when I get home, I'm like, all right, I just want to fucking read or something. I don't want to play a game. That's too much, you know. But Saturday I got open. But I'm not going to get the platinum. I don't bother with that. Metroid, I still got to play that. Hopefully, I'll beat that. And then I could do my, you know, my, like I always do on Twitter, my personal games of the year. I usually do 10. I'm only going to do 5 this year. Nothing came out. This year was fucking whack, you know. For me, at least, I know I realize a lot of indie games came out. That's fantastic. I'm not an indie game, but I don't care about that shit. So, I'm just going to, you know, Guardians is probably my number one, to be honest. Let's see, top three right now. I still got to finalize it all. Probably, yeah, Guardians, Ratchet & Clank. And probably Tales of Arise. And Resident Evil may show up in the top 5 for sure. But I was like, damn, like Metroid maybe. I like, you know, I like me some Metroids. So I could probably show up there. But it's like, this year sucked. It was bad for games, you know? Anyway, Adam, what have you been playing lately?
Yeah. Metroid. Yeah, a lot of shit. Playing Metroid, loving Metroid. Trying to go through that. Call of Duty, I'm slowing down on the multiplayer. I'm pretty much done with that. I do have to do some zombie shit. But then, of course, the new stuff. Well, not the new stuff, but the shit that I just told you. But decided to go back into Gears, playing some Gears, playing my table tennis. But there's more. There's something on the... What's that playing? Shit. There's always something. Damn. Can't even remember now. Come back to me.
Right, you know what's a shame? Because I beat Yakuza this year, but I can't count it because it was the last year game. You know, that game was fucking awesome. Oh, Deathloop! I'm looking at the games I beat. Half of these fucking games are remasters, by the way. Mass Effect and Halo, Master Chief. You know that stuff. Deathloop probably going to be in the top 5. That was a great game.
It's a great series.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla. That's from last year. Don't count. I wouldn't count it anyway. That game was too fucking long, and I got the platinum. You know. Ratchet and Clank. Yeah, what a weak year. Look at this. I put I'm probably not going to count these, but I did put Monster Hunter Iceborne, since we did see the credits, Carlos, you know, so I'm counting that. And I also got Ghost of Tsushima Iki Island. I need to play Final Fantasy, the Yuffie DLC. I haven't played that yet. I have it. I just haven't played it yet. There's no time, you know?
Still playing Vice City. That's the other one. Still playing Vice. I'm looking at my, because most of it's on the Switch. I've been playing.
I'm going in to Vice City.
They said they had a patch, whatever. But.
Yeah. Anyway, Manny, you guys are playing anything?
It's mostly just slowly playing Nier and slowly playing Guardians. I still need to get past the beginning of Guardians. Put it in, played a couple seconds, and then I went back to work. Hopefully, you know, with some of my new positions that are, you know, going to be happening, you know, in the coming months, I'll have a little bit more time to actually just sit down and play something. Though I have been watching some old school anime.
Remember that from the you know, state of the art Japanese animation.
Oh no, it's no, well that's the, you know, which by the way, that is my outro song for my drawing session.
Nice. That was from Eight Man After, right? That song?
Yep. Yeah. It's from Eight Man After.
You know these motherfuckers don't know about no Eight Man After, you know?
Nah, man. So yeah, I've been watching, what is it, Future Boy Conan.
Okay.
The original, because they actually finally released it in the States. It's actually quite a good show. I mean, it's obviously it's meant to be a younger show, but it's a Japanese younger show. Yeah. So you have shit like, you know, like Conan smoking and like his friend getting drunk. Yeah. You know, people essentially shooting at a child. Yes. Yeah, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's actually it's a well done show. It's based off of this book. I forgot the name of the book, but it's based off of this book by, but that Miyazaki sort of adapted. I can't remember what the name of the book was, but it was the character that he Miyazaki did. He made some of the characters younger, you know, we did a bunch of other stuff. It's kind of like the way he did what with Howl's Moving Castle, where he sort of adjusted the story, you know, for the adaptation. But yeah, it's actually well done.
Manny, you bringing up current events?
I'm bringing up current events.
Did you guys hear about the news with Miyazaki?
He's coming back.
I mean, he says he's going to do one last movie again.
And one more thing.
Miyazaki said, anime's trash. I need to come back and fix it.
I need to fix this shit.
I need to fix the timeline.
Well, I mean, it's cool that he's coming back and doing it. I mean, you know, but then again, I didn't care for his last movie, The Wind Rises.
Uh-oh. Oh, I like that movie.
I mean, I have to call out that movie for one reason. Before, and it's like, hey, you got to build planes. You mean planes that essentially suicide bombed ships? No, that's not cool. It's sort of just a matter of fact, lightly, just does a light touch. It's like, oh, you got to do your dream. It's like, well, your dream was kind of shit because you literally made suicide planes.
Yeah, the thing with Miyazaki, that he's been obsessed with planes for like forever.
I know, but I feel like the thing, I mean, obviously, he essentially romanticized this guy's life, right? Which essentially, I don't know how his life really was. I think the movie was based off of a book, but yeah, it sort of just lightly dusts World War II, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how
Japanese actually kind of are with World War II history. It kind of just like, oh yeah, this stuff happened.
Yeah, know? and this thing happened. But don't you talk about, like, you know, like the thing that they'll really treat the most serious is obviously when the bombs hit.
Yeah, yeah, that'll right? treat
you'll,
that, yeah.
You'll get shit like Barefoot Gen and the hell is the other? Twilight of the Fireflies.
Grave of the Fireflies.
That movie will fuck you up, man.
Yeah, you know? Both those movies will fuck you up. Anyway, so, I mean, it's cool he's coming back. Hopefully it'll be something that's not so pretentious, which I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. Anyway, Carlos, what have you been playing lately?
So, I've been playing Forza Horizon 5. Not much. Shit.
Tell us how
it's another one. I'm playing that.
It's good, man. I mean, it's. I like how they. I mean, and all previous Forzas have done this, but just, you know, how the open world is. Although I do have my own gripes because, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, places in Mexico, but the geography is kind of out of whack. You know, but I guess it just makes sense from a video game, open world map. But, you know, a little nitpicky, but other than that, it's pretty. It's a really good game. I don't think I've been playing anything else. I need to put in some time at Halo Infinite multiplayer this weekend.
Let's play. Were you going to sleep tonight?
Yes.
That sounds like creepy.
I mean, we all sleep
tonight. And spoilers, Adam. I'm going to sleep tomorrow night as well.
No, are you going to sleep right after this though? Because if not, I'm probably gonna jump.
I'm probably gonna go to sleep, but I've been planning to do something after the show. I mean, I could say I'm compiling a list of places that I want to go eat at when I go to New York.
See, we get Adam out here, you know.
Yeah, man. So if anyone in the chat, if you guys want to let me know, and if you guys know any places, like, oh, you got to go to this place, let me know.
Go to cafeteria if it's still around.
Oh yeah, it is. I heard about that place.
It's kind of bougie, but it's unique. It's a unique bougie.
Yep, I heard about that.
Right,
that was a cool one. Suspenders is another cool bar too. It's like a Fireman Cops bar, but it's just layout. It's underground in like a tunnel. It looks fucking crazy.
Right, I need to chill right now because me and my pits are talking about old school anime right now.
Oh, we're talking mobile police pat anime.
Yeah, no, because like I'll bring it up. Whatever, we're filling up time. Okay, my friend Jeffrey, right? He didn't realize that Demon City Shinjuku and Doom Megalopolis were two different things. He thought it was the same. The thing is, they have the same story, you know? It's almost the same story, you know?
It's like what Manny mentioned earlier with Barefoot Ken and Grave of the Fireflies. It's the same story, essentially.
Yeah. It's a very similar story, except, like a lot of the story for Barefoot Ken is mostly about Ken. And I think it's sort of a picaresque. You know, where it's sort of him reacting to these different smaller events, you know, that are happening after the war. And, you know, Grave of the Fireflies is essentially the guy, you know, he refuses any help and pretty much kills his sister through starvation.
Yeah, that's spoilers, but yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
it's messed up.
It's fucked up.
I think, though, I remember, Grave of the Fireflies is actually based off of a somewhat autobiographical story by a real person.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
No, it was based off of that, because that's the thing. Like, he, you know, felt guilty about that for the rest of his life. You know, that he was there to protect his sister, right? And she fucking starved to death. You couldn't do anything about it. So, but because I think he started some charities or something afterwards, you know, he tried to do some good with it. Just, and he said he did all that to beg for his sister's forgiveness. You know, I'm like, damn, some real shit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, switching gears right now. Barry Burton, what is going on, man? He's gifting some tears to people.
It's killing me. Yo, man, thanks, Barry.
He gifted a tier one sub to James the Awake, to Mob Hits, to Sub Gators. Right. Good stuff. Hey, man, it's tis the season, right?
It's the time to give thanks.
All right, yo, we need Riku in here for this one, man, because I keep seeing, because Riku's mentioned this before, manhwa. What, that's a different type of manga, right?
That's Korean.
That's Korean.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So that's the second time it's come up in the chat, and I'm like, what the fuck is manhwa?
Well, I mean, you know? For manhwa, you would say Storm Rider is like the
Storm end, Rider!
Yes, that's the one that does it.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Also, we need that first PS2 finger to come back. PS2 finger? Oh, fighter. Which one? Oh, Fist of the North Star PS2 game? I don't think I played that. Here's the thing. I love anime, or old school anime. Don't like anime games.
I hear the Yakuza Fist of the North Star game is not bad.
Oh no, that one's awesome. The Fist of the North Star one, Ken's, I forgot the name of it, Lost something. That was Lost Paradise. Really good game.
Lost Paradise.
I reviewed it, man. It was a good one. Lots of metal in there, you know. Piggy Dan making it rain once again, man. Good stuff. All right, man.
Piggy Dan.
I think we're done here, people. So let's plug stuff. Manny, you go first.
Well, apparently I got a
you got some comps.
Yeah, I got some comps. This one's another one for DC. Let me set them up.
Yeah, you're coming in good now. Yeah.
There we go. Another one from DC Comics is called Gotham City Villains Anniversary Guide. Me and Kari did a piece in it. The funny thing about this piece is it's a Scarecrow Batman piece that we had done, and it was literally done before before all the pandemic and stuff. We did it for another publication that essentially was canceled. And they said, hey, we're going to be putting it into this thing. So, yeah, it's in there. So if you're I think this is probably if I'm getting it this week, it's probably coming out next week. So, yeah, keep an eye out for this on next Tuesday. Gotham City Villains. Also, obviously, excellence is always real. And I got that. We're still working on the issue number 12. Nubia and the Amazons. It just came out the week that I was at Anime NYC. Also, be sure if you want to pick that one up. And, you know, always got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm probably going to try to do, you know, again, with the new sort of working thing, maybe I'll start to do some more streams. You know, not only throw down draws, but also whatever the hell I call my show on my own channel.
Good stuff. All right.
Arting with ELO.
Arting with ELO. There you go. I like that. I like that. Arting with ELO. All right, Adam, what you got, brother?
What do we got? I got a piece up over at the Coalition, which is a holiday guide for my top five favorite third-party Switch games.
Ooh.
That people need to check out. So I did a nice little piece on that, and people check out. There's some games that people don't even know about that are out, that are there. So
is my friend Pedro on the Switch?
Yes, it's on the Switch. I've reviewed that one. And then that we sort of brought up early stole some shit from me. So that was something. Yeah, there we go. But yeah, but no, this from 2021, just the new ones. There's only one game that's with a big exception, and I explain why people should pick that up before it gets pulled. But besides that, all the other ones, they're all games that came out in 2021 that are worth your time and money, because that's a big deal. And they have direct links if they want to eShop. And no, don't get any kickbacks from it or anything. This is just me trying to help guide people to some nice, good butter games.
Butter.
So there you go. And then what else? This week, I mean, yeah, we got the holiday. It feels weird because it's like it's Wednesday. It's not Thursday. Because I was like, wait, something, I feel like I'm behind in some notes. We'll do another episode of Fear the Walking Dead with Rich and I Am Negan. So if you're into Walking Dead, check that out. It's about iTunes, Coalition, YouTube. And you know, we're getting all the views. People are coming in. They're coming in. You know, just for the show itself. I'm hoping it's just word of mouth that people, not just the podcast, but just the show itself. People are watching it because it's so crazy. You know?
People are coming in like a zombie horde, man.
Yeah, they're like, yo, what is it? This is bananas. You got nukes and zombie nuked infested walkers everywhere, and it's a pussing and shit. It looks nuts.
Pussing.
Yeah, they got pussing and stuff. So yeah, so we talk about that. So we got another episode that we're gonna cover this week, and that'll drop. So yeah, that's what's going on. I'm trying to think anything else. Yeah, and I'm serious. I think I'm going to probably set up maybe for Friday night or Saturday. I'm gonna start
table tennis.
Table tennis. I'm gonna set it up.
All right. Yeah, we'll give you the credentials for throughout. You can stream. You know.
Nice. There we go.
The creds. All right, man. I think we're done here, man. We're really, really done. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join the Discord where Mob Hits is always dropping them crazy ass rumors and speculations, man. You know?
Always.
Always, man. Throwdown's on every podcast app on the planet Earth. Throwdown Show Tours, Throwdown Show. Throwdownshow.com, you know, past episodes to listen into your ears. And if you're on the YouTubes and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our videos go up. Now that I have tomorrow off, I'll make sure I get you some Throwdown clips or Throwdown your questions. Did we get into a fight? No, we didn't get into a fight last week. That was the other week we got into a fight. We had a 30-minute segment. It was me and Brad arguing about some shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. I got some shit to say about that also. Something that happened last week. I'll
say it off. All right, we'll say it off here. Anyway, links located down below. And once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time,
Carlos Romero.
Hey, take care, everyone. Later, people. This is
and Adam Vale.
Great Thanksgiving, and play games, man. Find time to play games. Bring yourself back to what makes you happy.
There you go.
Watch, no matter how old you are, just do it.
Play games. Watch anime. Watch Twin Finish
there
Twin
Peaks. There you go.
Finish Twin Peaks.
Do you, people, do you?
Go watch Dune again, man.
And give Cowboy Bebop a shot. I'm just saying. Just watch it. Don't think about other things. Just say what? Just make believe. This is just a new show. No backstory. No real connection to shit.
Watch it's something fun. You actually want to. Yo, by the way, I saw Vice saying like, you know, you should just try to, you know, accept the way things are and just glean whatever happens. I'm like, no, just skip it. Just skip the shit. Simple. Oh, yeah. You know, are you trying to dig for diamonds and shit? Skip that. Go to the bucket of diamonds.
If you go in with that logic, then everybody should just bypass Ghostbusters Afterlife because it doesn't continue from that world, but it's still good.
No, but here's the thing: Ghostbusters Afterlife at least is actually continuing from that. This is just some cobbled together nonsense. You know,
well, you gotta watch it before you can judge.
I'm not watching
nothing.
You
always tell us that.
No, I don't. I don't say that. I say skip it. I say skip it. That's what I say. You know, your life is too short to be wasting your time on things that you know are going to piss you off. Skip it. Do something better with your life. You know, when are we going to see Carlos? All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday, man. Later.
Later, guys.
People.